Four categories of homeless people. Again, when I use the term homeless, I am referring to more than just the people you see on the side of the road packing their belongings. I am also referring to people who may have a place to sleep, but who are alone, neglected, and don't have other people helping them out. So when I use the term homeless, I am also referring to people who need help from others getting to a place where they too can start helping others. I have come up with four categories of homeless people who need our help. Let's examine each. The first category is people with drug addiction. Some have lost the ability to take care of themselves due to their addiction. However, giving those people money is not the solution. But feeding them is something you can do, and while you are doing that, you can give them time, attention, and words of encouragement. You can also help them into a detox or treatment facility. Another way to help addicts is to offer to take them to an AA group to meet others who can better help them with their problem. Most of the time, giving them money directly only enables them to continue their addiction. The second type of homeless people are those who are mentally ill. Schizophrenia is common among this group, as well as various post-traumatic stress disorders. Many people of this group are veterans and victims of abuse. Many cannot hold jobs or provide for their own basic needs, including food and shelter. Some mentally ill people have no family members to support or help them, and some have families that have rejected them, so they end up on the streets. My own sister is schizophrenic, so I know from experience that dealing with mental illness can be very challenging. Some mentally ill people reject help, and many of them don't have the capacity to get help for themselves. They need help from others to provide for their basic needs. Many of them need sustained help, which requires patience and tolerance. They may need help researching and locating resources to help themselves. That will require giving of your time and effort. For example, you might take them to a Department of Social and Health Services, DSHS, office, where they can apply for resources such as housing assistance, food stamps, and medical assistance. There is an application for long-term care available at DSHS offices, which is the first step in applying for long-term help for disabled or mentally ill people who cannot help themselves. That involves setting up an appointment with a social worker to discuss the individual's specific needs and issues. You may allow the individual to use your address and phone number to assist with his or her applications and then follow up with them, meeting them at or taking them to their appointments in these critical first steps of getting the help they need. The third type of homeless people are those who have experienced financial hardship that led to their homelessness. They may have lost the ability to provide basic food and shelter for themselves for a variety of reasons, including job loss, a decline in health, grief over losing a loved one, or extreme stress and anxiety from traumatic experiences. Many of these reasons are beyond their immediate control, but regardless of the reasons, they need help and guidance with taking care of themselves. Some people find themselves alone in the world with no one there to help them out. The fourth type of homeless people are those who choose homelessness as an actual occupation in which they beg from others to meet their basic needs. Some of these people do not want to change. However, if some of these homeless individuals were to show an interest in going to an expert giver group meeting and decided to work through the steps voluntarily, they could grow away from total dependency on others' giving and transform their lives into contributing and giving to others. We don't try to force or persuade these individuals to transform themselves, but we do help those who want our help. Find one person who truly wants and needs the help you are offering. There will be no greater reward than helping to lift another person up to make the transition from taker to giver. Once you have found one homeless person who wants and needs your help, it is up to you to follow through, continue leading the plan in helping him or her, and continue helping him as long as he is doing what is required to help himself along the way. We can each choose to sponsor one homeless person, one homeless couple, or one homeless family. We can teach them how to give through our example and give to them unconditionally until they learn to give unconditionally themselves, whether we help them financially, by giving of our time, or by being kind and patient. Where do you find homeless people? At food banks, in homeless camps, or on the streets. You can also find them in churches or Salvation Army centers. The homeless individual may have lost a job, or have health problems, or have spiraled down into depression from the loss of a relationship or a family member, and he can't pull out of the grief. Or he may be alone in the world without any family or no one who cares about him. To practice giving with individuals you see on the street, approach them directly and smile and ask, "How are you doing with life right now? Tell me about it." Then wait for their answer and respond lovingly, as you would want someone to do with you if you were in their shoes. They will probably start by talking about their finances and ask if you could spare some change. How would you want someone to ask you about your life and talk to you and treat you and try to help you if you are on the streets? That is exactly what you should do with the people you decide to help. You listen to their story, which will contain fear and possible delusions or a con line to get money, but know that deep down inside, they want to give again. They want to earn everything they get by giving, but they have either forgotten how or they never learned how to practice giving. Instead of giving them money, ask them if they would like to join you for a meal so you can interact with them and get them to open up more about what is really going on in their lives. Find out their situation beyond their sales pitch to get your money. Many of them are in survival mode and have concocted lies about their situation. They aren't used to people spending time talking to them or willing to help them in a sustained effort. You need to take time to get their real story. If you're willing to spend 30 to 45 minutes with them and get beyond their ask and their lies to get money, you may find individuals who could use your help beyond a couple of dollars and a hurried smile. Drive them somewhere or walk with them and feed them. Discuss their situation over a meal or at a coffee shop. However, use caution so that you don't put yourself in harmful or dangerous situations. Help them to figure out what they can do to help themselves and how you can best assist them so that they can give again too. Get their phone number, if they have one, so you can follow up with them. If they don't have a phone, set a time and place to meet again. Make a plan based on their needs with specific goals to follow up on. Then plan the next meeting. If all this doesn't turn out the way you hoped, just ask them if they are hungry, then feed them. Let them know up front that you are not offering a source of income or future money, but will help them with time and energy. Treat them as you would want to be treated if you were in the same circumstances. Expert giver groups can offer support with helping the homeless. For more information, check out www.expertgiver.com.